tossing bastard.
You must know me fairly well.
There's no need for language like that anyway.
I think that language is absolutely superb. It's sort of fairly commonplace these days, you know, to people who go out into the real world. And I see no reason to exclude it from amateur radio.
Like yours would do that, wouldn't it?
Yes, well, I'm glad that my thick brain allows me to live out there in the real world. You know, it's absolutely wonderful. Much better than living in some ivory tower, you know, with some bloody G3 call sign.
Yeah, you're not living in the real world, mate. You're sick.
Admittedly, you're a qualified medical practitioner and able to sort of come up with that diagnosis without even sort of personally interviewing the patient. How absolutely wonderful. What are you, part of the West Midlands Police?
I did brain surgery on you, mate, with a bloody big axe. Because perverts like you ought to be eliminated.
Oh, I'm a pervert now, am I? And you've set yourself up as judge, jury and executioner. But when you got enough bottle, you spineless little bastard, just make your way up to 142A Walton Ash Road, Kidderminster.
Your days are numbered anyway.
Somebody told me that 12 years ago. Let's see, 365 times 12. Yes. Yes, I think you're a spineless little bastard who hides behind the microphone. The address is 142A Walton Ash Road, Kidderminster.
Yeah, you're the type who molests little girls, aren't you, and little boys?
Yeah, yeah. Oh dear, well we've got a hear here. You know, somebody who hasn't even got enough brain to think of anything himself, but he'll support you. And you know, you're the type, oh yes, absolutely wonderful, yes. Wonderful. You've never met me. You've never spoken to me. You've told me I've got no brain and everything else. Now you're calling me a pervert and a child molester, and you still haven't got enough bottle because you're a spineless little yellow bastard who won't come and knock the door.
Probably haven't even got a call sign or a green license.
Yeah, well, I've got one. It's G1XYU. I wonder if the yellow-bellied bastard who set himself up as judge, jury, executioner, psychiatrist and psychologist would care to come out with a call sign.
Funny thing, XYU doesn't appear in my 1992 look call book.
Yes, you're probably quite right, because the licence was restored on the 19th of September, sorry, the 20th of September, 1991. Oh dear, and of course we've got some other moron who says if it's not there in black and white in his call book, it doesn't exist. There must be bloody hundreds of G7s on the air who don't exist according to you, you little shit.
Yeah, probably they aren't, but they've only just been licensed, you reckon you've been on 12 years. Bye-bye, pervert.
You fucking cunt!
Yes. Not licensed anyway. I transmitted illegally for many years, became licensed, got busted and was off the air technically for 2 years. The funny thing was, as the DTI said, I was back on the air before they got out of the hospital. G1XYU said that. Not stroke M, couldn't give a shit. Bollocks to the DTI, they can come back any time and so can you.